On Thursdays, we read from some of the mail sent in by listeners. Here's a note from Harry Matthews of Brooklyn. As an urban historian and tour guide, I greatly enjoyed your story about the early radio advertising by the Queensboro Corporation, which developed Jackson Heights in Queens. The use of new media to attract buyers was only one of the many distinctions the development enjoys. It was the first to bring the vision of the Garden City movement that shaped many affluent suburbs in the U.S. and Europe to the ordinary working family. The buildings, whose styles refer to Gothic cathedrals and French chateaus, as well as Nathaniel Hawthorne, are not immediately prepossessing, but like the Fresno, California sanitary landfill you also covered, they have exceptional historical significance. An interesting addendum, Matthew says, Jackson Heights is the birthplace of Scrabble.
An appreciation from Mary Beth Floyd. I cannot begin to tell you how moving I found Allison Coyne's story about visiting her mother in prison in California. I was driving home from a grueling day at work and had to pull over and cry over her account of both a young and an old child lost without their mother's attention.
From Kemp Peterson of Portland, Oregon, I was extremely disturbed by the reading from Child of God by Lolita Files. The glib introduction by the author of the opening line describing the smell of a burning child was inexcusable. Your airing of it was worse, tempered only by your lack of advance warning regarding the graphic description that was unleashed upon your listeners. Those of us for whom the injury or death of a child is a searing memory are often pained by the callousness of the world around us. It is sad that more are not affected in like manner.
Ladies and gentlemen, writes D.J. Gordon of North Logan, Utah, that clunk you heard was my jaw hitting the floor when you broadcast the report of the Astrological Institute in Scottsdale, Arizona, receiving academic accreditation. It is unfortunate that despite your attempt to ask skeptical questions, the effect of the report was to add credence to the claims of the interviewed astrologer. Mr. Gordon concludes, astrology is simply an ancient brand of snake oil, and snake oil is good for only one thing, lubricating the flow of dollars from the wallets of the gullible.
Brian Duffy, the editor of U.S. News and World Report, sends this. I was surprised by your interview with Nicholas Thompson about U.S. News and World Report's college rankings. Mr. Thompson, of course, is entitled to his opinion, but when you ask such an obviously leading question as to whether editors want to see the colleges that they attended fare well in such surveys, and Mr. Thompson replies, oh, that's absolutely certain, the most basic of tenets of journalistic fairness would seem to require that the aforementioned editors are afforded a response. That you saw fit not to include, much less to seek one, is saddening indeed.
Our report on brittle stars and their powerful natural lenses brought back this memory for Neil Glicksman of Malvern, Pennsylvania. 10 years ago, I was a graduate student using sea urchins in my own biophysical research. We had two large saltwater tanks of over 100 gallons each. Several times a week, I would feed the urchins. I would come into the seawater room, and my urchins would start climbing to the top of the tank and turn themselves over to receive a piece of carrot or celery. I never thought about how my urchins could detect me, but your piece posed and answered the riddle.
Thanks to everyone for writing. We read all of your letters, and we read from some of them each Thursday. The address is Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. By email, it's atc@npr.org. And please send along some phone numbers, tell us how you say your name, and also where you're writing from.
All Things Considered is a production of National Public Radio, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT. And please visit our website, npr.org, which includes All Songs Considered, a web program and compact disc featuring music heard on All Things Considered. This is NPR, National Public Radio.